Hey, feel I'm in the mood for a switcher. I hit the function, hit the rosé till I hiccup. I hit the stage and leave with money that's a sticker. She picture perfect, so I told him I'm a flicker.
Welcome to the Uncut Critic Podcast. This is one of your hosts, Kid Adonis.
It's some BK Jones. How y'all doing today?
So today we're going to be talking about The Suicide Squad, directed by James Gunn.
The Suicide Squad, not Suicide Squad 1 with Will Smith. Yeah. I got to clarify that. See, we just had to clarify that.
Yeah, we had a whole debate based on the fact if this was would be a reboot or a sequel.
We don't know what it is. Okay, so
I said it's not a reboot or a sequel. Okay, you can agree with me or disagree with me. People in the comments and the reviews. First off, a reboot is something with different actors. It could be the same story, different actors.
But he can't tell you what this movie is.
Right, I can't. I can't at all, which is very valid.
Right, so it's the gray area movie. Like,
it's one of those. It has the same actors, you know, Margot Robbie still.
It brought back two damn people that was the same to keep it out there.
She's important. Harley Quinn is important.
Yeah, she almost lost that in Birds of Prey, but we ain't going to that. We gonna this brought her back up to my like, yeah, I like this.
Bad writing.
DC.
Yeah, we DC. Already talked about that in our last podcast episode.
I'm like, DC only had legitimately two good movies since they didn't actually came back onto the scene. Facts. Other than, you know, the Christopher Nolan Batman. I'm like, Zack Snyder saved you and James Gunn saved you, but we're not talking about that today. We're talking about James Gunn.
James Gunn is for anyone. Get you one. Pick you one.
But what's funny is that they had to go get Marvel writer. I had to go get a Marvel writer. I was talking about this with my guys yesterday. It was in the group chat or whatnot. And one of them was like, Marvel ain't shit and all that, and Marvel suck and all that. That's why I said, first off, DC suck. They only had legitimately two good movies, and they had to get a Marvel writer to make the shit better for one of them. And then the other motherfucker, now Zack Snyder shit, was just the shit.
Yeah.
But they had to go back and repay him to do the shit again because they were stupid in the beginning. So I'm like, we can't compare that to Marvel. Marvel is more for the kids. DC has so much, I believe, potential for the adults that they just suck at utilizing it.
Yeah, because DC be killing motherfuckers too. They be ready to kill them.
The grittiness that you're looking for, and when you're an adult and looking into the comic books and looking at the superheroes and stuff like that, they the ones that to me deal with more so real life shit.
Okay, I agree.
And on that aspect, the writers isn't making that good, which is why the Suicide Squad actually surprised me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so happy about when they did go get James Gunn, to the fact of the shit was really good to me. Like,
I like the okay. Can we acknowledge the fact that they substituted Will Smith for Idris Elba?
Yeah. No.
Can I just say
no.
that?
No. now, but what I am gonna say because of the writing, was that a good substitute? Yes. When Will Smith put in a shitty position somewhere with the way that last movie was written? Yes. Mm-hmm. But I feel like he gave it a pretty good shot of trying to make that character, you know, memorable and make you grab to that character.
I
said he tried. Whereas Idris Elba, with the good writing that he had and being a phenomenal actor that he is, he had a much better leg to stand on to where it made you grab that character. Why? Because he had a dynamic with another character on there, Ratcatcher 2, that played back into the fact of how he interacted with his own daughter and showed the character grow from A, B, C, D, all the way to Z through that whole movie.
No, I completely agree with that character development. That's what they did with him. Because Will Smith's, what was he, Deadshot? He was Deadshot in there. And this is Bloodsport, I'm pretty sure it was. Yeah, Bloodsport was Idris Elba's character in there. The character development they did with Ratcatcher, like how you said, the character development they did with his child in comparison to how Will Smith was with his child that had fucking Ben Affleck. It's fucking Batman. I'm sorry. I really hate the fucking Ben Affleck.
And she had him go to jail. Though. That kind of pissed me off, too. Yeah. She pulled to be down the ride. Daddy, go to jail. But now I'm mad I can't see you. That don't make no fucking... We're not going to get into that.
Just like the Peacemaker. I think about where James Gunn, I think, mastered in this type of situation for DC is creating connections with people that built something. Like with Peacemaker, right? And Bloodsport. They had this... fucking yin and yang. Remember this. You got the same player as me. You get somebody that got the same abilities as me.
No, exactly.
I do it better.
But what do you mean you do it better?
Smaller bullets.
So the fuck is smaller bullets?
I'm not even gonna lie. This one made me give faith to John Cena.
Yeah. I got my faith back in John Cena a while ago.
Oh.
Yeah. No. When Cop Blocker came out.
Okay.
That's when I started getting my faith back in John Cena. And then he had Vacation Friends on Hulu. Mm-hmm. That shit was fucking fantastic. He was really great as the Peacemaker. I haven't seen him in the Fast and Furious 9 yet, but I will be checking that out eventually.
Fuck Fast and Furious.
That's your prerogative, bro. You can say how the fuck you want to feel. But I feel like John Cena got a second chance, and he really took advantage of revitalizing his acting career, and he ran with it. Like,
valid.
And I love the fact that he's getting all the recognition that he deserves, and he's getting the parts that he deserves, and he's playing the hell out of them hoes how he should.
Valid.
So, Peacemaker and Bloodsport, their dynamic was really good because of the fact of it was just that banter that they had while still being ass kickers. So it was one scene in the movie to where they're going into a village and they're raiding it. They're literally challenging each other on how they're going to kill the other person to try to one up somebody the entire time while talking shit to each other while they're doing that. And just that subtleness of that banter while them still completing the mission and progressing the movie along, I feel like was done really, really well. I feel like the fact of how he wrote the entire story, I'm like, the polka dot guy.
Oh yeah.
I'm like, he really had mom issues that he was at that started in the beginning to where they kind of hinting at it. Mm-hmm. You know, he talked about it a little bit, you know, gave a little bit of an explanation on why he acts the way he is, why he's so timid, who he imagines. And then they brought that back near the end of the movie where he's imagining the monster being his mother, and he's attacking her because he's like, I really want to kill her.
Right.
Like, so, and it's that subtle craziness of, damn, he want to kill his mama, but then you're like, why? What'd she do to him? And that gave him the attitude he needed to attack something that gave him fear. I'm like, so, really subtle things in that movie was fantastic, and that really brought it home to me to the fact of DC, somebody in DC paid some fucking attention to something that was going on. I don't know who did, but I thank you for that, for finally paying attention. But what I'm also going to need is you're going to need to get your own writers, because you can't have something that's Marvel-esque in DC.
You're ruthless with that.
Because that's what that is. Like,
are you telling them don't get James Gunn again? How dare you?
To an extent, yes, because okay. James Gunn gave us the Suicide Squad, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay.
And
a great series.
Yeah. Right, right. Fantastic. But again, now you're DC being Marvel-esque. So it gave him a little bit more room, but at the same time, I still don't feel like that movie was as DC as it should have been. Because I feel like it should have been a lot darker.
Okay.
They gave me a good amount of kill to where they stepped it up, and you know, they tried to keep it DC, but it just wasn't, to me, dark enough to where, like,
wasn't how DC dark it should have been. Right. It felt more Marvel, like, sprinkled in there.
Yeah.
With the comedy
and that's why I say Marvel-esque. Yeah. So I'm like, you can't keep your Marvel, you can't keep that Marvel writer, because he's gonna continue writing shit for Marvel.
Okay.
Everybody knows that. So that being said, do you really want to have that motherfucker floating in that little line? It's okay to have an actor do that, because they have to balance off the writing anyway.
Okay.
So they kind of have to change how the characters are. It's not okay when a writer does that on the fact of if he can't keep it completely separate, whereas we can see this is not happening. It was not completely separate, because a lot of the comments I've seen on this one day, it reminded a lot of people of Guardians of the Galaxy. So I'm like,
would you say that's like kind of his style though?
Yes, but that's what I'm saying. Okay. Even though that's his style,
it became a part of the Marvel.
That's where umbrella. It came from first.
Okay.
So now that's where we really, really got to see his style really like put out for everybody, as far as I know.
Okay. Okay.
To where like, damn, like James Gunn been out there forever, but it's really exposed to the world now that we're looking at it.
Mm-hmm. Now you understand how his style is starting to formulate and create an image of its own, but it revolves in the sense of how Marvel has been representing themselves.
Yep. And now he translated that over to
the Suicide Squad.
And now when you take a step back and look at it, you can see all the colorfulness, all the comediness of it. Mm-hmm. Like everything was so bright and bubbly at the same time.
Yeah.
That's not DC. DC is not bright and bubbly
at all.
Even fucking Superman is not bright and bubbly. Like Superman is literally the only bright and bubbly motherfucking in the whole shit. And damn near all of his movies, nothing's really bright and bubbly. He don't really fight.
You got a good point.
He don't really fight bright looking motherfuckers to where the color wise, and they just stand out like that.
You
like,
definitely have a good point.
Motherfuckers who stand out is the evil looking face. Like they big as hell. They cocky. They quote. They about to whoop somebody ass. You know what I mean? So
yeah, you know, you're right.
But then when you look at Suicide Squad, they find a giant starfish.
That was definitely random as fuck.
But you see what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's what I mean by, it doesn't necessarily hit DC. While the writing was really good and it was a good movie, I can understand the aspect of it's not necessarily DC.
Can I
go ahead?
Hear me.
No,
out.
Go ahead. You got the flow, bro. I don't want too long. Go ahead.
Do you get Deadpool Marvel vibes from this? Because that's what I get from this. Like, you
call it Deadpool meeting Guardians of the Galaxy. I'm with you.
Yeah, that's exactly mm-hmm. the vibe I get from it. It's been throwing me off ever since you brought up the Marvel-esque aspect.
Yeah.
Because it has been fluffy, but yet you get some ignorant shit in there. But not enough. You feel like it's just the standard.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're cursing.
Duh.
You're supposed to do more than that.
Right. This is DC.
Yeah.
Like, DC, you have a reputation. Your animated movies, mm-hmm. fantastic.
Phenomenal.
Marvel can't touch you. Not even a little bit. Not that I've ever seen. So, now animated cartoons, you still at the top. Like, to me, you're still above Marvel. Marvel got some good ones, but you're up there, though.
Yeah, you that's I'm been like, your realm of just kicking ass.
Right. Longest. I'm like, even the video games. You got some hitters, bro.
Yeah, Injustice, definitely.
It's just you cannot do the live action movies because I don't know who the fuck you be going to get the right, but nobody that you get the right seem like they really like the content of that they're writing about.
Agreed. I feel like people are there for the check.
Right. They're not actual fans who like this shit to want to stay somewhat close to the comic books. You don't mm-hmm. have to stay directly at the comic book, but give us that comic book feel of what we know DC is about. Like, yeah, with Batman,
dark integrity. That's what I'd be thinking of.
Like, with Batman, integrity. Batman is one of the only DC characters that has been done correctly throughout the years ever since we got out of the gray and black spandex. You know what I mean? Once we got out of that mm-hmm. more so cartoonish stuff,
right?
And it got a little darker. Batman is one of the only consistent ones that has been dark, even with fucking Batman Forever. And what's the other one with Mr. Freeze?
Batman.
What's the one with George Clooney?
Oh shit.
Okay.
Batman
Forever.
Batman Begins. Batman.
No, Forever. That's George Nolan. I mean Christopher Nolan.
No, that's what
Batman Begins.
No, Batman.
Okay. Anyway, the one with Jim Carrey and Tommy Lee Jones was colorful, but it was still dark.
Mm-hmm.
That was a really good one. The one with Val Kilmer. It was a little colorful, but it was still dark. He had, I think, Mr. Freeze and Poison Ivy in there. Mm-hmm. I'm like, so those are the only ones done, even with the lesser ones of the Batman series, which to me would be Val Kilmer one and the George Clooney one. That's me. Yeah, uh-huh. I'm a Michael Keaton person. I don't care what nobody says.
Uh-huh.
So,
oh yeah, Batman and Robin.
Yeah, there we go.
About those.
Yeah.
That's the George Clooney one.
Right, that's the one with. Okay, so George Clooney, I'm sorry, had Arnold Schwarzenegger and Uma Thurman. They had the Mr. Freeze and Poison Ivy and Bane. But even then, everybody still had their color to where Arnold was a nice light blue that had a hint of gray to where it made it look like it was still kind of darker. Like, his eyes was really done good. Like, the makeup and all that was really good. So my point is on the aspect of that Batman was done really well throughout the years, even with the lesser ones. Superman was done pretty well throughout the years. So my problem with that is, though, how do you have these two that are doing really well, even with writing the story is okay, you know, it grips you enough mm-hmm. to where you have some iconic characters and stuff stand out, because everybody loved Danny DeVito as the Penguin. I'm sorry.
He did a good job. That's
Michelle Pfeiffer as the Catwoman. She's still the best Catwoman to me.
I really did like Batman Forever. Just think about it with the Val Kilmer. Maybe it's because you had Tommy Lee and Jim Carrey.
Yeah, that was cold. That was cold. That's why I told you, though. I'm like, but to me, those are still the last one, but those are still stand above a lot of other DC one. Shit.
Yeah.
Like, it do. And they were still colorful, but they were still dark at the same time.
Yeah, it was dark as fuck.
Right. Jim Carrey as and crazy as hell in his nice green suit, though. You see what I mean? Yeah. Tommy Lee Jones got a purple-ass face.
Oh.
But at the same time, he's still out here about to take motherfuckers out. It was still cartoony, but it still gave you a dark cartoonish. Being live action. And I'm like, I don't understand how you have Batman, Superman, we gonna do them right. And then we get to the Suicide Squad, the Justice League, we start trying to do the group shit. We see everything Marvel doing. They got the one-offs. They got the motherfucking the trilogies over here, and then they bringing everything together. So we gonna try to do that, and then we suck at it. Because we don't get anybody to write this shit good.
Yeah, I feel like they don't.
Get good actors. They just don't have nobody to write this shit good.
Yeah.
The animation be good. They don't have nobody to write this shit good.
Yeah, because, like, that's why I like the Suicide Squad's good, but maybe it's because I liked the Marvel style of shit. And I've always liked what James Gunn's done.
Mm hmm. James Gunn, Kevin Feige.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what's my other guy name?
Kevin Feige.
I'm sorry, Kevin Feige. Apologies.
I watched too many of his
that's okay
interviews.
That's okay, though. But I'm all right with that.
It's one of the... how do I explain it?
Mm-hmm.
So with Suicide Squad, I like the comedy relief of like the Pete Davidson and the Weasel.
John Favreau.
What are you?
That's what I was thinking of. John Favreau. Sorry to cut you off.
Oh yeah, I forgot his name too.
Yeah, John.
I know who he is. He's a big fan of Marvel.
I love his movies. He did great with Iron Man. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But it's those short reliefs in comedy. Like even in the beginning, the story plot was great. I feel like for DC to be successful, you need to give us like how they did in the Dark Knight series. I'm gonna say it like that. And what I mean by that way, in the beginning they kind of showcase like the villain. Mm-hmm. And what I mean, they showcase the villain in the beginning of Suicide Squad. I think they did something similar to that by showcasing exactly what the Suicide Squad consists of, how it operates, what's the beginning to end, and then it leads into the offset story of what the real story was about. Mm. I feel like they should continue to keep that style within the DC, even dark or not dark, but mm-hmm. still, I feel like they should keep that style because that style has been successfully working for the DC universe so far, and that's why I keep bringing up the Dark Knight, because that whole series was phenomenal, and that's the most successful thing in DC right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Continue to do that, master that crap. Do what I don't give a fuck what anybody say. Copy your enemy and become stronger than your enemy.
But I'm gonna take it back to the point of you said something about the villain,
mm-hmm.
to where the villain in the Dark Knight, Christopher Nolan did a fantastic job of making the villain the main character.
Mm-hmm.
And Batman Begins, even though Bruce Wayne was figuring shit out, Ra's al Ghul mm-hmm. was the main motherfucker you were watching. When Ra's al Ghul died, you were like, damn. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And when he popped back up, you said, oh shit.
Yep.
In the Dark Knight, the Joker was the main person everybody was watching. Mm-hmm. No matter what anybody say, everybody know the Joker held everyone's attention while he was on screen.
Exactly.
The entire time. It didn't matter about, you know, Catwoman and Batman like that. Like, yeah, they came in and all that, but the villain.
Antagonist-led roles.
Yep.
Antagonist-led movies.
The villain is what really grabbed you. In The Dark Knight Rises, everybody was cheering for Bane to whoop all ass. And honestly, me personally, I actually wanted Bane to succeed. That's mm-hmm. how great they wrote that character, and it was acted and developed through the movie to the fact of it gripped me to cheer for him. Mm-hmm. And then when Batman won, I was like, oh, okay, cool. You know, yeah, Batman supposed to win. You know, that's cool. Mm-hmm. But damn, you know, Bane could have, you know, he won when he came back in the fourth one or something.
Right. I feel like Marvel stole the formula from The Dark Knight because it was so successful. That's why people related with Thanos so well, is because you didn't really make an antagonist to be hated. You made an antagonist to be understood. And if you can continue to do that and deliver it in a film in DC, it will go a longer fucking route. And that's why, out of all of the Marvel villains, the only one that people can really think of that was a phenomenal villain was fucking Thanos.
And Killmonger.
Killmonger, that's off the market right now. I'll leave that alone. Because yeah. I feel like only Black America felt that.
That's all right, though.
You see
that's
what I'm
all right,
saying?
That's all right, though.
Because I definitely feel like M'Baku and all of them in the mountains, because I'm a nigga that do not like the heat. So,
man.
All this was just relatable.
Mm-hmm.
But,
no, you're right. You're right to that Thanos part, and I really feel like that DC has a really good chance with Doomsday.
Doomsday. Yeah.
With Doomsday, if they actually, you know,
implement it correctly.
Right, right.
The implementation fucking sucks.
Because I'm going to say this. The original fucking, what was that, Justice League?
Mm-hmm.
The original one came out. They didn't set Doomsday up right.
At all.
Zack Snyder came back with the reboot, the repush out. That set that nigga up.
Mm.
Like, even for the fact that he couldn't just instantly warp there, he said, bad, I'm about to travel the galaxy. I'll be there in a second. That set it up to where you have an antagonist to where we are willing to watch. We are willing to try to understand. If you actually give us something to latch on
and
to.
Just build on to it. That's what just
that's why I say. I gotta latch on.
They're not builders. They're not builders of their universe, and it's annoying, and that's what's bothering me. Marvel's been so successful that you feel as though the opposite of him is DC should be just as successful. Just like the beef with Apple and Samsung. I need both of these motherfuckers to be columns to be just adamantly disrespectful with the content that they have. I want to see some, oh damn, we saw Doomsday destroy a whole planet and say I'm coming for you,
right,
out of rage. I want to feel that energy, but I'm not getting it.
No.
I it, Suicide Squad gave me hope, but I think it's the hope that I didn't need. I think it was just a reminder to let you know, like, yo, Marvel do make good movies.
So I think Suicide Squad was the hope of, okay, DC finally gave me something that I'm willing to just watch. I'm not going to compare it to shit else. I'm not going to put it in no special categories. I ain't going to hold this shit on a pedestal. You finally gave me an entertaining movie to where I'm like, good job. You got a participation trophy type shit. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not giving you no big ass award. You coming in second. No, you got a participation trophy with Suicide Squad. Until you can give me the actual DC-ness of it.
You ain't shit with that one. A participation
dead ass trophy. Like, until you can actually give me, now when you can give me the DC-ness of Suicide Squad, where it's a little darker and all that, bro, I might give you the number two. I might give you, like, you got a little bit more stock and something like that. But until then, I cannot give that to you because you have not earned that. I'm like, now I can get it to Zack Snyder and say that he's trying to put out some heat and compete, but I cannot give that to DC.
Okay. You feel like the umbrella shouldn't be acknowledged based on the fact that somebody's holding it up and it should have been fail.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No. I'm like, no, you wouldn't have got James Gunn to try to give you a little bit more air in your little hot air balloon. Mm-hmm. And while he did, it just is not in the right balloon. Because that is not in your category. That's not true. Right.
I feel like
that's a Marvel lane you in.
Like, yeah, and that's why in my mind I was like, yo, I give it a pass. I would rewatch it.
Yeah.
I would rewatch it. I didn't even rewatch the fucking the last Suicide Squad. Not The Suicide Squad.
Just Suicide Squad.
Yeah, Suicide Squad is the one with Will Smith. The Suicide Squad is with Idris Elba. You know? Fuck. I just wanna just acknowledge the fact, like, this was a good movie.
Participation trophy.
But it's not good enough to not acknowledge the fact that the writers for DC lack this understanding of, be a fan, make a great universe.
Go read the fucking comic books.
I don't think they do that.
That's why I just said that. Go read the comic books.
That's what's throwing me off. I feel like
there's so much content out there that you just don't want to take advantage of.
I feel like they have all that shit too.
Yeah. Like so this is what pisses me off. And I'm gonna take them to the animated world of mangas and stuff like that, like Boruto, Naruto, mm-hmm. they come with Manhwa Halls and all that, and comic books and stuff like that. When you have the source material,
yep, because
that is already written, there is no point in you really having to deviate unless you really, really want to, and you see something, say, well, I'm gonna take this and I can twist it to make it a little bit better. Mm-hmm. But you still are able to stay true to what the comic book is because you already have the source material. If you're not reading the fucking source material or staying close to that, then where are we going with this? Mm-hmm. But like I say, your Batmans or your Supermans, yeah, no, now them get grades. Mm-hmm. Them get the second places.
Right.
Yeah, no, they get the good shit.
They get the second places.
Wonder Woman actually got a third place. I actually put that shit up there because it was longer born, but it was a lot better story.
Yeah.
It gave me more shit. Aquaman. I'm gonna give you about a 4 or 5.
I think I just like Jason Momoa.
Yeah, that's what
I don't like what they did with it, but I think I just like Jason.
I like Nicole Kidman. So
okay,
shit like that grabbed me and all that.
But I don't think that was necessary for you to be there.
I'm not, but I ain't gonna give you a participation trophy. I'll give you about 4 or 5. Just because it's Aquaman, I give you about 4th or 5th place. You know, just what you want to do.
I'm gonna be honest. I watched Wonder Woman a lot more than I watched Aquaman.
I watched Wonder Woman 1. I the second one, I only seen that like once or twice. I couldn't even go back to that one.
Right, but what you saying? You seen but once or twice?
Yeah, yeah.
I've seen both of them bitches once. And it hurt my feelings to say it because I love Jason. I do. I love that nigga in C. I love that nigga in Frontier. I love him as motherfucking
Khal Drogo. Yeah, that's my boy. I was mad when he died in Khal Drogo because that motherfucker, he was ready. But yeah, I'm like, so all of those, that's what make me say I still have to get Suicide Squad a participation trophy just for the simple fact of you went and got Marvel-esque.
Okay. So real question, what was you going to give it out of 10? If we're doing a participation trophy, I'm afraid of what number that shit might look. I'm glad you came to the party, but to be honest, I didn't care if you was going to be here or not.
All right, so if I'm grading it as a movie that can go against Marvel and shit like that, I'm at about a 3 or 4 just because it feel like you copied a lot of Marvel. But if I just put it as a standing on it, something that I'm willing to watch, you know, you can get about 5 or 6. Like, you cool. Okay. You entertaining.
Okay.
Like, yeah, no, I just can't put you in that battleground over there because you're not. That's not it. A giant starfish is not it. I'm sorry. Like, it's not. Because if you notice, James Gunn ain't had nobody fight no damn giant starfish over there, over there, motherfucking Marvel.
Right, he just threw some shit
that's
in there.
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm gonna say. Who do they fight? They fight Ethos. They fought Blue Buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. And then
Ego.
We got
Ego.
No. That's Kurt Russell.
Oh, okay.
That's the second one. Yeah, okay. I'm talking about the Blue Buddy was on the Thanos.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
but yeah. You see what I mean? They fought actual motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Or higher beings. They didn't fight no giant ass starfish.
With a small G.
But they didn't fight a giant starfish.
Yeah,
they
did.
That's all I'm saying. So that's why I'm like, if we doing it as putting it in that category, it's a 3 or 4.
Okay.
If we putting it as a standalone just to go watch it as an entertainment, bro, it's about a 5 or 6. Yo, you can get some entertainment out of that.
I was gonna give it like a 5.5.
Okay.
Because it's one of those like, you didn't fail. I'll watch a 5.5. It's a lot of 5.5s I watch that are ass movies. But I feel like that's my path. You halfway there, but you ain't fully there.
So it's one of those I can put it on while I'm playing a game or something, have it in the background, and then I look over and see a part I like. I'll be like, all right, let me watch this part.
I'll throw it on Family Gatherings.
Yeah.
I'll throw it on.
I'm playing cards.
Yeah. Yes.
Background noise, you know.
All day.
That I can come in and out of.
Right. And your friends be like, damn, what that is? Yeah, the Suicide Squad.
Right.
Okay.
Right. You know? And you know, and then when you come in and out, you still be cool. You know right. What's going on. So right. Yeah, no, I feel that.
That's
I'm
my
cool
that's
that.
My delegation towards that.
Yeah. But y'all need to go get y'all own writers.
Facts.
That's all I'm saying. No more participation trophies.
All right, we're going to end the podcast here.
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and cut this one off.
Go ahead, follow us on all our social media handles.
It should be episode notes and everything in the bottle.
Oh, God.
Yeah, they got all our social media handles and everything like that. So you can go ahead and click on,
click that
follow,
subscribe button.
All that.
Click that follow button.
We appreciate y'all, though, man.
All right, make sure y'all text us, too, if y'all want us to review anything.
Yeah, go ahead and do that. Let us know what you want to watch. What you be watching? Yeah, what y'all be watching? Yeah, matter of fact, yeah, what do y'all be watching? Go ahead and answer that.
Let's hear it.
Yeah. All right. See y'all though.
All right, we out.